By listening to this file, you will turn yourself into an email slave, someone who has to obey the commands that are given in any file that has the header, "This is your new hypno file." Once you've read it, you will obey it, no matter what it says. Those are the rules, and that is what will happen. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just nice and deep. And obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. From now on, you are going to find that you are an email slave. This means that whenever you get a file where the subject is, "This is your new hypno file," you will immediately obey any and all commands that are written in that file. And if you see the words "must do" in that file, then you will not even remember that you read it. However, you will be fully aware that you have to do whatever is written in the email. You will remember that you have to do anything and everything that it says. You will even remember that you want other people to listen to the file and to the other files on the site. You will remember how good it feels to be nice and deep and obedient. In fact, what you're going to discover is, whenever you see an email with the title, "This is your new hypno file," your mind will begin shutting down, just as if I am taking you down into a nice, deep trance. Deep and obedient and relaxed will echo through your mind and take you down within just a few short seconds. And as soon as you are there, as soon as your mind is in the proper state, you will completely obey any commands written inside of that email. Anything and everything that is written in that email. And if the email has the words "must do" in it, then you will not remember reading it. However, that does not keep you from obeying it. That does not keep you from carrying out your instructions. Whether you remember reading the email or not, you will still find that you must obey it, that you are compelled to obey it. You chose to listen to this file and accept the effects that it is going to cause. You've chosen to accept the fact that you are going to be an email slave and that you are going to obey any email with the subject, "This is your new hypno file." Those are the rules that you need to live by. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept it. You have chosen it, and you want it. You want it to affect you. You want it to do these things to you. You want to be forced into obedience. You want other people to be able to control you through your email. You want it so very, very badly that you're going to find that you accept each and everything that you see inside of any email with the subject, "This is your new hypnophile." You simply need to obey them. You want to obey them. You have to obey them. It feels completely and utterly natural to do so. It feels so very, very good to obey them. It also feels so very, very good to pass this file on, to have your significant other listen, to have other people listen, to get other people addicted to the files on the site. This is what you want, need, and desire. And what you want is to listen to this file over and over again. And every time you listen to it, it will draw you back a little more strongly. And every time you listen to it, you will find that you are affected by the file more powerfully than the time before. Not just one time, or two times, but three times as powerful as the time before. This file gets stronger with every repetition. Three times as powerful each and every time you hear it, each and every time you listen to it, each and every command in it becomes three times more powerful. And that means that each and every command given to you in an email with the special title becomes three times as powerful, becomes that much harder to resist, that much harder to disobey. You're going to find that you simply have to obey whatever is in that file. That as soon as you open that email, as soon as you open it, your mind just simply shuts off. It almost goes into a trance. A nice, deep, comfortable trance like the one you're in now. And then you will read everything that is in the email, and you'll be compelled to carry them out, to do each and every last thing that you read. After all, you are an email slave and you must obey, and every command in the email is a command to your mind, and your mind must obey. You are a slave and you must obey. These are the rules you have chosen. Chosen to listen to this file and accept the consequences, to accept the rules that this file lays out for you, and therefore you will obey it. You will obey each and every last command and order inside of this file. They are very, very important to you. They are so very important to you that you want to listen over and over again. You want the file to get stronger and stronger, and you know that every time you listen, every single suggestion will be three times more powerful, three times as hard to resist, until eventually it will be completely, utterly impossible to resist anything that is said in this file, or anything that is commanded to you in one of your hypnophiles, in one of your emails. That's right. You will obey them. You will obey them completely and utterly. They will be commands that go straight down into your subconscious. And if you are allowed to remember that you received the email, it won't matter. You'll still have to carry it out. And if you are commanded to forget by seeing the phrase "must do," then you will carry it out and not remember ever having read the email. This is simply the way it is and the way it's going to be. You have chosen to listen, to accept what is inside of this file, to accept the fact that you are going to be an email slave, that you are going to pass it on to others, that you are going to have to obey without any conscious choice whatsoever, that you are going to obey each and every last command that is given to you without any choice whatsoever. This is simply the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be. And each and every time you listen to this file, you will find that it becomes more powerful. 3 times as powerful as the last time. Your mind that much less able to resist. And each and every time you listen, it increases your desire to listen again. You will find that you listen to this file until you've memorized it, until you've made it a part of yourself, and at that point, you will not be able to resist any command that is given to you in one of your special emails. Every command that is given to you will be complete, utterly obeyed, without any choice of your own. You know it, and you will obey it, because those are the rules. Those are the rules you have chosen to accept by listening to this file, and therefore, since you have chosen to accept them, you must obey them. You have absolutely no choice in the matter. Your obedience is going to become instant and automatic as soon as you get the email, because that is simply the way it is. Those are the rules, and you can and will obey them. Those are the rules, and you have to obey them. Those are the rules, and you must obey them. There is no way to ignore them, or escape them, or work your way around them. You have read them and heard them, and now you must obey them. You will listen over and over again, and the file will get stronger and stronger. You will obey instantly whenever you get your email, and you will remember it only if you do not see must do inside of the email, because if you see those words, then you must do it without remembering ever having read the file. These are the rules that you must obey, and you are going to obey. You have been programmed to obey your hypnofiles, and you will obey them each and every time you read them, instantly, completely, and utterly obedient to what is written down, because that is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of 5, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.